This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Brent Brents is a serial sex offender. He terrorized parts of Colorado off and on for 2 decades. He's in prison now, and he says he has a message he wants to share. From his prison cell, Brent says he wants to help people understand how a predator like him was created.
So, no, maybe they don't want to hear anything I have to say because of the things that I did. But who better to tell people that, you know what, there's always an opportunity to step in and change and make change.
NPR's Jeff Brady spoke with Brent Brents. He has this report exploring how a deeply disturbed man became a public menace.
2.5 years ago, this neighborhood next to downtown Denver was in a panic. Helicopters circled day and night searching for a serial rapist. He'd already attacked 2 women when local television stations reported another attack on Valentine's Day.
From Colorado's news leader, this is 9 News at 6.
3 people, including at least 1 child, were sexually assaulted at a home near Cheeseman Park, according to Denver police.
Later, more details emerged. The man entered one of these mansions near the park, then raped at knife point a woman and her 2 11-year-old granddaughters. The police announced a suspect, 35-year-old Brent Brents.
This is 9 News Saturday morning.
A few days later, and the search for him was over.
The man suspected in a string of sexual assaults is caught, but not before he strikes again.
Brents was sentenced to 1,500 years in prison. He'll never be released. It's not unusual for someone like Brents to offer himself up to a reporter, and psychologists say he likely has ulterior motives. We'll discuss that in a few minutes, but first let's hear from him.
This is a collect call from
Brent.
To accept charges.
The only way to interview Brents is to wait for him to call from a prison phone. He begins with his primary message.
I think it's important that, you know, people understand that how a person is raised and how they're treated really has an effect on how they act towards other people as they get older.
Brent says he was raped and physically abused by his father and sexually abused by his mother, something she denies. His father is dead. At about 9 years old, Brent says he began stalking people on his paper route. He was training to become a predator.
At some point, I honestly was a decent and caring and kind person, but I got tired of what was happening to me, so I decided to be like the people that were doing the things to me.
Brent exhibited the signs of a child in serious trouble. He wet the bed, tortured animals, and started fires. At 19 years old, he was convicted of raping 2 children. Karen Steinhauser was the prosecutor.
He had told one of the children that he needed help looking for a lost animal and got the child in a garage and sexually assaulted them at knife point.
Steinhauser sought a plea bargain to avoid putting the children on a witness stand. Brents agreed to a 20-year sentence. Most of it was to be spent at the Colorado State Hospital.
I think in the 1980s, we still believed and still hoped that even people like Brent Brents could be helped.
But the hospital concluded that Brents was beyond rehabilitation, and he spent the next decade and a half in prison. When he got out, he started raping again almost immediately. A girlfriend reported to police that Brents had sexually assaulted her son, but it took months to get a warrant signed because of mistakes by local police. That gave Brents the opportunity to rape at least 12 more people. Just 6 months after being released from prison, he was back behind bars.
Brent Brents is the most predatory individual I've ever encountered in all my years of covering crime.
Amy Hurdy reported the Brents case for the Denver Post. Over the past 2 years, she's exchanged letters and phone calls with him. At this point, she probably knows him better than anyone ever has. Hurdy says now Brent seems to have one goal in life.
It's in almost every letter and in almost every conversation I've ever had with him. I want to accomplish something good before I die. I want to prevent the next me.
Brents concedes he's ultimately responsible for becoming the person he is. But he also says as a child, the people in his community had some responsibility too.
The guy next door might have seen me getting my ass kicked as a kid. You know, and if he would have said something to somebody, you know, maybe somebody would have done something. You know, or, you know, maybe the teacher that saw the bruises on, you know, on me or, you know, I mean, there's just so many people who could have done things.
At Alliant International University in California, criminal psychologist Eric Hickey has interviewed many people like Brent's over the years. He says typically they're well practiced at using words they think the listener wants to hear.
In psychology, we use the term semantic aphasia, which means they know the words to the song, but they don't feel the music.
Hickey says it's interesting Brent chose to talk with a reporter rather than a psychologist in his stated quest to help people understand how he was created. When Brent is confronted with this, he becomes defensive and says psychologists can't be trusted.
Psychology has crap to do with crap. Bottom line is, basic psychology in life is if you treat somebody like they're going to grow up and, you know, not every one of them, but a good majority of them are going to have a life.
Psychologist Eric Hickey listened to two 20-minute interviews with Brent's. While it's difficult to diagnose someone without extensive testing, Hickey says Brent shows clear signs of being a psychopath.
These are people who don't have a sense of guilt or shame. They tend not to avoid embarrassing situations or painful situations because they don't have those emotional responses now. There's a misconception about psychopaths that they don't have any emotions at all. That's not true. They do have hate.
And anger. Hickey says psychopaths manage those two emotions to manipulate other people. He says a psychopath doesn't feel in control of himself, so he gets satisfaction from controlling other people. In the most extreme cases, such as Brent Brent's, through rape.
I'm far past being able to be rehabilitated and helped. I know that's a sucky thing to say, and it's sad in its own right, but that's just who I am. I hate being the way I am, but that's who I am.
As the judge said when he sentenced Brent, the only option now is to make sure he's kept apart from society. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.